I'm in a warehouse with a guy named Justin, and he don't know why I'm playing his guitar and singing out in the rain. He drives a Jaguar and a car. He goes so fast that he don't know where he's going, but he's going fast. Wasting oil on the side of the wall, Jaguar walking on the world of Massey. Ex-dead beef lying on the road, whipping llama's ass and making it old. Gonna know soft, gonna invent something new, gonna know all where I'm going to. Gonna make a llama ride up myself to bed. He wanted to be a llama, but he fell short and he became a deer. Say yeah, yeah.
Start to program them. You want these?
Sure. But I don't know. The way I was thinking about those is just the way recording technology is changing so much.
Yeah,
so
and is it changing digital? Is that going to be the new way?
Yeah, and it's just like you can buy these, you know, you can buy all the hardware you want to do really good quality recording for a couple grand, you know?
Well, you know what's so funny? Marsh
Sunberg
like has
no longer do you need studio time.
There's a guy in San Francisco, Osaki, he's a Chinese guy, there's a Japanese guy that records now for bands all over the place.
Yeah.
And Marsh, this friend of mine, came out here and he's got a really good band. They're really, really, they're getting play on Clear Channel now. He's they do the same thing that $1 million studio would do, they do it for $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be better quality and without all the hassle.
It's really good that way. I mean, I have a friend who has a band.
Studio equipment's not bad.
But they use Matt using the same capture hardware we're using, so they have three of them. But anyway, and you know, they probably have a total of less than $10,000 worth of equipment. And they're just recording in this guy's garage, and I've heard early mixes of it. It sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
good.